For generations, homeownership has been synonymous with the American dream, but a new Utah report shows housing affordability is at historic lows, with millennials seeing the largest decrease in housing affordability during what the report calls peak household formation years. Steve Waldrop is the state's senior advisor for housing strategy and innovation and says while Utah has some of the highest levels of homeownership in the country, wages haven't increased at the same rate home prices have, leading to a housing crisis.
Most of our non-homeowner residents cannot afford to get into a home. The vast majority, I think we're probably in the 80% range. And that lack of opportunity is really a significant problem going forward.
The Utah Foundation's report found that even with possible declines in interest rates and the potential increase in inventory as older generations leave their homes, trends suggest millennials may not achieve the level of past generational affordability until 2030 or beyond. Waldrop considers the report a crucial tool for not only Utah policymakers, but for voters, as it's a topic of mounting interest in the upcoming elections. Waldrop says homeownership may not be for all Utahns and adds there are drawbacks to buying a home, including fluctuating markets and other home buying costs. But data from the report show home equity still composes the largest proportion of wealth for U.S. households. Waldrop says the barriers to homeownership in Utah and across the nation don't discriminate.
As home prices increase and more people drop out of the bottom, which disproportionately impacts the lower socioeconomic class of people in the state, but it's also gone up to people who have done everything right. They've graduated from school, they've got good jobs, they've got careers.
The report says between 2012 and 2022, the value of a medium-priced home in the U.S. increased by $190,000. But in Utah, that increase came between 2017 and 2022, when the median home price nearly doubled. For Public News Service, I'm Alex Gonzalez. Find our trust indicators at publicnewsservice.org.